in NCAA action, all four number one seeds are alive in the Elite Eight of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Here's how North Carolina and Virginia joined Oregon and Kansas in the final eight. All four of last night's winners are from the Atlantic Coast Conference. Virginia, a defense first team, resorted to some high-octane offense in overpowering Iowa State 84-71 to reach the Elite Eight for the first time since 1995. The Cavaliers are the number one seed of the Midwest, already joining other number one seeds, Oregon and Kansas, in the Elite Eight. Virginia raced out to an early 14-3 lead and never trailed, and the overmatched Cyclones. Anthony Gill had 23 points and 8 rebounds. Mike Toby added 18 points and 7 boards. For ISU, George Nyang had another big game for Iowa State, finishing with 30 points after scoring 28 against both Iona and Arkansas Little Rock in the first two rounds of play. Meanwhile, next up for the Cavaliers is a return date with Syracuse in an all-ACC Midwest final on Sunday. The 10th-seeded Orange, who some felt didn't deserve a tournament invite, showed they belong by rallying to beat 11th-seed Gonzaga 63-60. Syracuse trailed by 5 points with 3 minutes left, but outscored the Zags 9-0 down the stretch. Michael Benige led the Orange with 20 points, including the go-ahead basket. Virginia beat Syracuse 73-65 at home back in January, but Sunday's Midwest final will be on a neutral court, Chicago's United Center. Top seed North Carolina dismissed the 5th seed Indiana 101-86 in a matchup of college basketball bloods, in the East Regional semifinal. Marcus Page canned 6 3-pointers, and the Tar Heels led the Tar Heels, that is, with 21 points. Bryce Johnston added 20. That sets up an all-ACC East Regional final Sunday that will be the rubber match between North Carolina and Notre Dame. The Tar Heels beat the Irish by 31 points in the Big East tournament on March 11th, but Notre Dame won a regular season game against the Tar Heels back at home in January. In the other East Regional semifinal, 6th seed Notre Dame made 3 key steals in the final 13 seconds to stun Wisconsin 61-56. Demetrius Jackson made 2 of those steals and finished with 16 points and 6 assists. He made 6 of Notre Dame's final 8 points as the Irish outscored the Badgers 8-0 at the finish. Notre Dame is 1 victory away from its first Final Four trip in 38 years. Coming up tonight in the West Regional Final, top seed Oregon is playing number 2 Oklahoma, while in Louisville, at the South Regional Finale, top seeded Kansas plays number 2 Villanova. The winners of the regionals will advance to the Final Four next weekend in Houston. Elsewhere in college basketball news, after considering a possible move to UNLV, Mick Cronin has decided to stay with the University of Cincinnati. Cronin just finished his 10th season of the Bearcats, who lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The Bearcats are 207-129 under Cronin, who replaced Bob Huggins. Stanford has hired University of Alabama at Birmingham coach Jared Hayes as its new basketball coach. The move comes a week and a half after the Cardinal fired 8th-year coach Johnny Dawkins. Georgia Tech has fired men's basketball coach Brian Gregory after 5 seasons. The firing came despite Georgia Tech making the postseason for the first time in his 5 seasons as coach. The Yellow Jackets won a pair of NIT games before losing at San Diego State 72-56 Wednesday night. Gregory was dismissed with an overall record of 78-86, which included a dismal 27-61 mark in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Drexel has a new head basketball coach. The Dragons have hired Army's Zach Spiker after leading that school to a record 102-112 in 7 seasons. In the NBA, LaMarcus Aldridge had 32 points and 12 rebounds in the San Antonio Spurs, defeated the similarly shorthanded Memphis Grizzlies 110-104 to match the best home start in league history with their 37th in a row. San Antonio's streak tied the season-opening mark set by the Chicago Bulls in 1995-96 season during their record 72-victory season. The Spurs have won 46 consecutive regular season home games dating back to March of 2015. In other NBA news, Klay Thompson scored 40 points and Stephen Curry added 53 to help the Golden State Warriors become the second team to post back-to-back 65-win seasons with a 128-120 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. That's the Warriors' 51st straight regular season home win, including a 34-0 mark at Oracle Arena this season. DeMarcus Cousins had 29 points and 11 rebounds, and the Sacramento Kings beat the Phoenix Suns 116-94 on Friday. DJ Augustin scored 20 points, and Yusuf Nurkic added a career-high 18 in the Denver Nuggets' 116-105 victory over the L.A. Lakers. Kobe Bryant had 28 to lead all scorers for L.A. James Harden had his third triple-double this season, 32 points, 13 assists, and 11 rebounds to help the Houston Rockets snap a three-game skid with a 112-109 win over the Toronto Raptors. Also in the NBA, Hassan Whiteside had 26 points, grabbed 12 rebounds, and blocked five shots to lead the Miami Heat past the Orlando Magic 108-97. Miami is 14-1 in its last 15 games against the Magic. Rookie Karl-Anthony Towns scored 27 points and grabbed 10 rebounds, and the Minnesota Timberwolves dealt a blow to the Washington Wizards' playoff hopes with a 132-129 double overtime victory. Washington is 3.5 games out of the final playoff spot in the East. Jeff Teague's 17 points led Atlanta over Milwaukee 101-90. Paul Millsap and Al Horford each added 14 points. And Andre Drummond had 18 points and 14 rebounds, and the Detroit Pistons overwhelmed Charlotte 112-105. Detroit led 72-56 at the half and winning its fifth straight game. In NBA news, Mavericks forward Chandler Parsons will miss the rest of the season after surgery on his right knee. It's the second year in a row that Parsons' season had ended prematurely because of right knee surgery. Parsons averaged 13.7 points in 61 games this season, but averaged 18.3 points and 5.8 rebounds in his final 30 games since January 12th. In Major League Baseball news, the Philadelphia Phillies have signed manager Pete Mackanin to a two-year contract through 2017. The new deal includes a club option for 2018. The 64-year-old had signed a one-year contract last September after replacing Ryan Sandberg in June. After taking over, he led the Phillies to a 37-51 record. That is a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.